everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fungula. This is our Christmas episode. My husband Manny joins us on this episode, and we go through some recent attitudes and gratitudes that we have, but we also play some fun Christmas games. We do some finish the lyric Christmas songs. Turns out I don't know Christmas songs as well as I thought I did. I missed a lot of lyrics there. And we also did a Christmas Mad Gab. Very fun. Also very not good at it. But this is a fun Christmas episode. We hope you enjoy it. And before you listen to it, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Go right now and tell everybody what you love about the podcast and what's your favorite episode. And if you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for or mad about, you can... Hello?
You keep going.
Oh, okay. You can call us. You can email us. You can go to my website. You can do all those things. Danielle will tell you how to do it. I don't know if you can see her, but she'll tell you and you can hear her.
Yes, my camera just died and I don't know why.
Okay.
But I'll tell you anyway, audio is still working. So give us a call at 747-300-5380, or you can send us an email at fungulapodcast@gmail.com, or go to angela.com and fill out the form there.
And you heard it right from Danielle. So enjoy this Christmas episode with me, Danielle, and Manny. Enjoy. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, all the cameras are rolling. Now we've got audio rolling.
Okay. Speeding.
And
do you know why they used to call it speeding?
Why?
Because back in the old day when it was film, it took the projectors time to get up to speed to be able to record.
Oh.
So they would roll it and it would be like, and then they were speeding.
So we just do it out of nostalgia?
Yep. Paying homage.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. So when they go sound speed, is that what it is? Mm.
You want to know how I found this out?
Yeah.
Hallmark movie.
Oh, see, it pays to watch a Hallmark movie.
Pays to watch a Hallmark movie.
So you don't even know if that's actually true.
No, I would imagine.
I feel like it's true.
If they said it.
That feels right.
If they said it in Hallmark, it's going to be true.
I guess.
They care about truth.
First of all, let's pause for you decorating the Christmas tree behind you.
Yeah.
You put some ornaments.
My snowman?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I told him to do that.
Oh, thank you, Danielle.
His name is Sid.
I was like, let's make it look festive in here.
Sid the snowman.
I love it.
I think it's so cutie.
Gifts, some reindeer. I love that for us. Thanks, lover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for decorating our entire house every year.
5 trees. Next year will be 6.
I think because it's so grandiose and you're very like Monica Geller about it all that I don't participate and I'm like, this isn't fun. This is a chore.
It's definitely a lot.
Yeah. But back in the 80s when we used to put tinsel on our tree, I couldn't wait to decorate for Christmas. Yeah. But that was just like
a couple of things.
Each person got to put on a few ornaments and some tinsel. And mom would always do the Christmas lights, so we didn't have to worry about that.
I mean, I think eventually Rosie would like to decorate at least one of the trees.
Well, yeah. Well, she'll have her own tree that she gets to decorate however she wants.
Yeah, she has her own tree.
That's not her tree. That's your tree that you didn't want anymore, and it's all black.
What do you mean I didn't want it anymore?
Well, you took it out of your studio and moved it into the hallway and called it her tree.
Yeah, it's the baby tree. It's a baby tree. It's for a kid.
But it's black and white.
It's black and white. The tree is green. The decorations are black and white.
So fun.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
That's exactly what toddlers don't want. Little 2-year-old girl dreams of.
She likes it. She loves playing with the snowman and the black presents.
That is true. She does love playing with it. Every time we get upstairs, she can't wait to
her black and white reindeer. You know, she's...
I'm wearing some soft pajamas right now that were a PR package giveaway.
Yeah, I was like, those are Christmas vacation PJs.
Oh, you knew it?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you know?
It literally says National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on them.
Where?
What do you mean?
Oh, right there it is.
And it's got the moose cup.
Oh, okay.
That's the most.
I didn't know you could see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it said that.
Yeah.
Oh. I see it now. Thank you. All right. So it's our Christmas episode, but we're going to do Mattitudes and Gratitudes of not Christmas, just regular, degular Mattitude and Gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like something as of late, something recently that is your Mattitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give one real quick.
Go for it.
Our refrigerator ice machine breaking 3 times in a row, and they won't come give us a new fridge. They will just keep fixing it, even though it's 3 times in a row now.
Yeah.
It keeps breaking, and that's annoying. And now I have to go buy a bag of ice for my ice machine.
The ice seems to be recirculating.
Again, champagne problems because not everybody has an ice machine.
Mm-hmm. The ice seems to be recirculating again, so we'll see.
Well, that's a Mattitude. Let's see. That's like a baby Mattitude. Well, okay, you give one of your Mattitudes.
Mattitude right now? It's kind of hard, man. I've been on a steady diet of Hallmark movies and being with my daughter, so there's not a lot of Mattitudes.
That's good.
I guess my Mattitude was being sick last week.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go to the gym.
Yeah, you didn't get to go to the gym.
Do anything. I didn't do work. I didn't do nothing.
You got chunky.
I gained 6 pounds.
I don't see you chunky, but you told me you gained weight. That's
I gained 6 pounds. Because it's like a week and a half of not working out. So even if you eat modestly, you're still going to, there's no movement. So
yeah,
that would be my Mattitude.
Yeah, that's a.
My Mattitude is that when I get sick, it takes me forever to get better.
Yeah. I hate that. I wouldn't mind getting sick if I knew it was just going to be like how Danielle gets sick, where she goes, ha-choo, and then she's better.
I do feel like when I'm sick, it's like 24 hours and I've got it out of my system.
Wish.
She punked that sickness. She's like, you thought? I get out of here.
Yeah. Just sheer force of will, I think.
I can't be sick. That's like Monica Geller.
Truly, I do definitely have this mentality of like, okay, I'll give my body a day, and then the next day I go, we're done. We're done with this. We're going to go outside. We're going to go run some errands. Achoo, 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 sneeze, sneeze, whatever.
Achoo, achoo, achoo. Get out of here.
Keep your distance if you want. I don't care.
That's hilarious.
What did Monica Geller say when
she was like, I'm not sick, but I can't do this.
I think she says, I'm in the prime of my lime.
I'm in the prime of my lime. She's like, what do you mean?
Chandler goes, when you start saying, I'm in the prime of my lime, that means you're sick.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, Mattitude that our daughter got sick. That's another Mattitude.
I'm sad. That's a Sattitude.
But you know what? She
my fault.
I hope she starts getting. She seems like she's already on the up, and She didn't get taken out the way you got taken out. So, but also you're a guy, and guys get taken out with sickness real easily. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all do a couple of chews and need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
She was a soldier. She didn't.
Yeah.
She's gonna push through like I do.
Danielle, do you have a Mattitude?
I do. My Mattitude as of late is how sensitive my skin is and how we've been in some drastic weather changes lately, mm-hmm. and I have incredibly dry skin. I literally use a lotion that is so thick it gets through TSA pre-check without being a liquid. And
hilarious.
It's just so dry and it'll crack. And I know, drink water. I do. Calm down. But then recently I'm mad that I forgot that I'm allergic to Olay body wash. And I bought some because I ran out of my regular and my entire legs broke out in hives and red, bumpy, itchy skin. And it's only my legs for some reason. I don't know. I did wash.
That is weird.
I did wash my entire body. But I didn't. I remembered I was allergic to Olay. When I was using the Olay body wash, sorry to this brand, in the shower trying to scrub whatever may be on my legs causing it, and then halfway through going, oh, it's the soap. I forgot. There's a reason I don't buy this, and it's because this is how my skin reacts to this soap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I stick with Dove. Sorry, Olay.
So is your Mattitude that your skin broke out, or is your Mattitude that you forgot that it was Olay and you bought Olay again?
Both, because I already was having skin issues because of the dry weather, and then I made it worse by forgetting that body wash makes my skin react even more. So now I use my face wash to try to clean my legs.
Aww.
Because I was trying to get it off. I was trying to erase any sort of, but it is healing. So I do know that it is 100% that soap. Because it started to heal almost immediately. So annoying.
Let's move into gratitude because I have a good one that I want to say.
Okay.
I am grateful, and this person has made honorable mention many times on this podcast, but I'm going to give it one more again. I am grateful for my brother, Mitchell Sunny, for being the most awesome Nino of all time. He is just so uber present, uber like for instance, when we're on FaceTime with Rosie, she'll take the phone and go walk away and just play, and he'll be on the phone the whole time. Where I feel like I would be or any other person would be she's not even looking at me on the phone anymore, so I'm gonna hang up now. No, he just waits there until she comes back, because she does come back. A few minutes later, she'll come back and go, "Nino Gaigai, what's this?" And then she'll show him something else. And then he's right there still with a filter on his face from FaceTime, looking like a robot. That's what they were doing this morning, is he put on the robot face filter and he's talking to her like a robot, and she's dancing for him. She's doing a dance. So he's just on FaceTime watching her do a toddler dance. And he's like, "Wow, that's a really good dance you're doing." And she just keeps dancing for the robot. And they're on the phone for probably 30 minutes this morning. And it's 5:30 in the morning where he's at. Keep that in mind, too. She called him to wake him up at 5:30 in the morning. He answers the FaceTime. And then she directs him on what she wants him to do around the house. Pick that up. And she's telling him what to do. Pick that up, do that. And he's just the best Nino of all time. So I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for him. Close the app. Stop looking at it. Close the app.
I'm just making sure she didn't throw herself over the thing. Gratitude. Let's see.
Typically, we comment on what I just said first before you move.
I am grateful for your brother. He's awesome for that. I don't have that patience.
You wouldn't even do that, and that's your own daughter.
She's my daughter. Yeah, when she's over me, I'm over her. I'm like, "All right, whatever. Go with your mom." Go with your mom. If you don't think I'm cool enough, go. Bye, leave.
And she goes, "Okay, mommy."
I be trying to coax her. Right now, she's crying her eyes out because she's only wanted you. And I'm like, "But Poppy's here, and Poppy loves you too."
Aw. She's like, "Aw, mommy."
Yeah.
Still wants mommy. No, thank you. So I'm like, "Fine, go with mommy." But yes, he is amazing. I am truly grateful because he is present, and I love that about him. That's it.
Okay.
You have a new a different gratitude that wasn't just Angela's?
I thought I was supposed
that
to.
That was him just commenting
on mine. Oh, yeah, okay. Got it.
She wanted me to comment on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you now.
My gratitude would be that I'm grateful that the tour went off pretty problem-free. I mean, we had issues with the bus, but it was I've had real issues with the bus.
Mm-hmm.
This was more inconveniences.
Yeah. Oh, I've had issues with the bus. I had a bus not show up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really glad I wasn't around for that, I'll be honest.
No, I'm glad that it just went pretty smoothly. It was pretty smooth. Everybody got into a routine. And I was really kind of grateful for my routine, Mornings with her, nights with her. And as much as it was hard to get her down at night, it was so many fun, sweet moments with her at night that I was really grateful for them. And then, I was great. Because then I also just got to sit there and watch a ton of Christmas movies while she fell asleep. Probably watched 5 a day.
That's wild.
One for her nap, 2 at her nighttime.
That's wild.
I know. What? I like it.
I'm glad that you like it.
There's so much love and hope in it.
I love that for you.
The new Joe Bros one is so good. Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch it. You're not, but
will I like it?
I think you would. Their real wives are in it, you know, and they make fun.
That's
of,
cute.
They like kind of make fun of themselves in it.
Not a docu Christmas movie.
Yeah, it literally was like they're musicians. They play themselves in the movie. So it was.
What's the premise of it?
That they had a show, and you know, Nick and what's his face,
Joe, Kevin,
Nick and Kevin are trying to get home to their families. Joe doesn't have one because obviously he's divorced.
But he still has kids.
He has kids, but like in the movie, he's kind of like the one out there, like you know, getting it since he's single again.
Oh, okay.
He wants to party. The other two are like, we want to go home to our families. And
I didn't
so,
know he was divorced.
All the stuff, yeah.
I'm not up on my Jonas Brother gossip.
From Game of Thrones chick.
It's messy.
Oh, no, it's messy.
It was messy.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn.
Yeah.
And so they're like trying to get home and things keep happening. And, you know, it's like it's like a normal theme, get home for Christmas type of
cute.
Vibe. So it was good.
They had to get all of them on board to do it and their wives.
Yeah, I mean, their wives just FaceTime a couple times and they showed up at the end in the final
cute.
Scene.
Cute.
But
That's
it
still
was.
Fun.
It was good. I liked it. It was funny.
That's good.
That was my gratitude.
Okay. All right. I have another one, but Danielle, what's your gratitude?
My gratitude is sports. And let me expand. It's my second year playing fantasy football, and I'm having so much fun with it. And I love my group of friends that I'm playing fantasy with. And
what's your team name?
My team name is Go Big or Go Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is my quarterback.
Tell us some of your friends' team's names.
Oh, yes. Okay, so a friend of mine, one of my favorites of their names is, she has a player whose last name is Ladd. I can't remember his position or anything like that. So her team is called We Little Lads, which I think is so good. My friend has a team member, Jonathan Taylor. So her team name is Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Mm-hmm. Duh. Then we have Haley Steinfeld's husband. We also.
What's that?
She's married to Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
As the Bills quarterback.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's funny.
Another friend has a player whose last name is Murray. So her name is Murray Up and Win.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that one.
Love a good pun.
Shake It Off Fence.
Ooh. Okay.
Then there's a player whose last name is Njoku. So we have a team name that is Am I a Njoku to You? That's so good. And then this one's funny and sad, but we also have a name that's 8 out of 9 felonies because 8 of his players have felonies.
Oh, no.
So, and then we just have Toddzilla, and that's my friend Todd.
Oh, that's funny. Last year you had some good names, too.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mine was Dak Dak Goose. As in Dak Prescott. I don't really. We also had a lot of Taylor Swift puns, Kelsey puns. So, but it's just been really fun and I really enjoy it. I did better last season, I'll be honest. I came in second, went to the Super Bowl, if you will. This year, I'm pretty sitting steady at 8th out of my group.
Oh, geez.
There's 14 of us, so it is a pretty big league, which means it all the good players got spread out real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I am winning this week, and I just love sports. I'm going to a Stars game soon with my family.
What's Stars?
It's NHL hockey.
Oh, okay.
Dallas Stars game. We tried to go to a Cowboys game, but we are not millionaires, so that was difficult to go to. And the most incredible, fantastic news, Nico Harrison was fired and my Dallas Mavs have been set free from their prisoner. And so I'm just really excited for their future as a team. I don't know that we will ever get Luka back, so I'm still upset and bitter about that. But at least the cause of his demise is now been run out of the state. So
did he go to?
He's in LA.
Oh,
Luca went. What do you mean? Who?
No, the,
I'm talking about
the
Nico Harrison.
Nico, Harrison.
Well, he just got fired as the GM.
Oh, okay.
And everybody said leave town and the state. They said actually go away. Don't ever come back.
Wow.
So people used to shout ever since the Luca trade at the games. People would shout fire Nico over and over again, to where some people got kicked out of the game.
No way.
For shouting it, and they basically were just saying like the team morale. Like, I mean, there was like a whole, not like a riot, but like a huge gathering when the Luka trade happened, and like it's just, and the team has like been bad. Like, yes, we got or like the top pick in the draft this year, but which is Cooper, I can't think of his last name right now, but we've been bad. We're losing, and everyone's saying like the morale and everything has just gone downhill, and because he's made some other choices that the team and fans haven't agreed
with.
Not a real fan.
And
so,
the fact that Luka's playing so well at the Lakers.
Oh my gosh, he's playing incredible.
Zen.
And the guy that we traded for is not doing great. And
oh no.
It's just, I don't know. We had so much promise. We had so much, like, you know, we made it to the finals the year before the trade. And like Luka loved Dallas. Like we thought he was our next Dirk Nowitzki. Like he was. Like he was like our guy. And there was so much like, the Dallas Mavs fans are like, anyone who's a Dallas sports team is a diehard Dallas sports team. Like you are Dallas till you die. And so just to have somebody who loved his team and then whose team and fans loved him back so much to just be like ripped from us. And then it all be this guy who was just like working by himself. And just, I was like, part of me was like, do you secretly hate this team and are just doing this in spite of us or something? I don't know. He's just an idiot in my opinion. And he's also like, he has a track record of making poor decisions. So I was like, who let this guy in the first place? Like, why did we make him our GM to begin with? He has a terrible track record. So
good luck to him finding a job after this.
Honestly, honestly. So I just hope that any sort of new GM, I think Mark Cuban has taken a step back in now and hopefully
he'll go fix it.
Yeah.
So we just took a little break for Ange to go take care of Rosie because she was screaming her head off. That's why I kept looking down at my screen. The joys of parenthood. I love it, though. She's still a cutie.
She just needed a little more cuddles.
Yeah, but not from dad.
Yeah, from me, obviously. Need just a little bit more from me. But jumping back in to some gratitudes, I will say that I am grateful for my team. I have an extraordinary team. Leading it off with Danielle Roach. Just a stunner of a tour manager, assistant, producer, just everything. Just Danielle is stellar. She kept this tour moving and grooving, and I'm very grateful for Danielle, and just very, very grateful. This is
thanks.
Danielle does so much that we joke about on here, like, oh, Danielle does this, Danielle does that, Danielle does this, and even in all those things that she does that we give you a title of, she does so many things under each title.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the producing, from scheduling to listening to all of the voicemails, picking the voicemails, organizing them into different categories, to the emails, to rescheduling people who had to cancel or if I had to cancel, all time coding each episode, watching each episode, making sure they're, you know, they took the notes and they edited this part out, or, you know, all the things just in that one job title. Like, that's a full-time job right there. Then, tour manager, advancing a show. When we're at the show, making sure all the things go exactly how they're supposed to. Merchandise, ordering the merch, making sure the merch arrived, make sure the merch seller knows what they're doing. Counting in, counting out. Just all, like, all of our questions that we have. What time is this? When do we do this? What are we going to eat? Blah, 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 blah. Like, so many things on her plate. And then at the same time, Ange, did you record that voiceover that I reminded you four times about? Oh, no. Thanks. Just so many things that Danielle does. So I'm very grateful for you, Danielle, and everything that you do.
Thank you.
All the little tiny things that I see and the little tiny things that I don't even see. Very grateful.
Thanks.
I'm very grateful for Alex, our newest team member. Alex is fantastic. Alex is a gem of a human. Mm-hmm. Like, he's great at his job, but, and this is a compliment. He's great at his job, but that's the least part, my least favorite part about him.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I hired him for a specific job, and that's not even the reason why I love him so much. Like, he's just a gem of a human. Mm-hmm. I love having him around. He, I think he embodies what even this podcast is about, gratitude. Mm-hmm. He embodies gratitude. There's so many times where I'm like, Alex, do you want my leftover sandwich? And it's just a leftover sandwich.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank you so much.
Like, oh, my God.
Thank you for thinking of me.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And then I started to notice that, and he does it so genuinely where I'm like, oh, my God, he really is grateful for this. I'm so glad I offered it to him. He's hungry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking like, oh, my God.
You get all maternal. You're like, yeah. What else do you need? Do you need more snacks?
And then I started to notice he does just everything.
Yeah.
Everything's like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, here, Alex, you left your sweater in the green room. Oh, thank you so much. Everything is thank you so much. And I was like, I think that's just his, like, default.
Yeah.
His default is just an essence of gratitude. And he's hilarious. He's so funny. He's so fun.
So funny.
So fun to be around. Such a good hang. Such a good team member.
Very good vibe.
Very good, like, an all-hands-on-deck type of person, which is what we looked for when we were interviewing for this person. Like,
yes.
Because living on a bus and moving and grooving off the bus, on the bus, it's all hands on deck all the time.
Yeah.
Can somebody grab this? Hey, is somebody grabbing this? Blah, 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 whatever. Alex is so down. You need me to run all the way down to the bus from floor 16 at the hotel mm-hmm. to go grab something? Yeah, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me put my shoes on real quick. Run. Go get it. Like, he's just so down. So team, so present, and he's fantastic with Rosie because Rosie loves Alex.
Loves
and so
him.
She obviously needs his attention a lot. She needs his attention, like, all the time.
Ajax.
And he's, like, game. He's just, like, not annoyed by it, mm-hmm. and he's just so present, and I don't know. He's just a really, really special dude, and I hope the best for him. Like, I want, like, a really great girl to, like, come his way, and he's just a really gem of a dude. So definitely grateful for Alex on this tour. Mm-hmm. Everybody, Mal.
Teal Mouth.
Teal Mouth. So, I mean, there's a reason why I've been traveling with Teal Mouth for all these years. You know what I mean? I mean, now he's Teal Mouth, but there's a reason why I've been traveling with him for all these years, because he's just the best. He's the best hang. He's great at what he does. He's hilarious. He takes photos that are gorgeous photos. All the photos that we post on my social media, Mal took those photos. Mm-hmm. And also, because he's a dad of three, he gets it. And so he's very hands-on with Rosie, too, and patient, and, you know, just gets the life of there being a toddler, you know. I'm very grateful. Eva, our bus driver.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh my gosh.
Best.
She's become family. I feel like this is a me and Danielle episode. Manny's just thank you for being here. You're the same as a snowman. You guys have had the same amount to say over here.
No, just
he's listening.
I'm just hoping everybody follows along with the characters that they don't know. So I'm like,
oh, you're critiquing what I'm saying.
No, yeah. I'm not critiquing
that actually
it.
Tracks.
I want them to really capture how cool these people. I don't know if they will because they don't know them. But if they were on the bus with us, they'd be able to really understand what you're saying.
Well, if you've seen any of my videos.
AJ on the road.
Well, like Alex is usually behind the camera, so you don't get to see his personality, you know. So it's really hard to grasp how cool.
He's great, though. So
how
many
cool of a person he is.
So many of the silly stuff that we've done has come from Alex.
Uh-huh.
He's so good to brainstorm with. And so many times I'm like, Alex, is this funny? What if we did this? Does this work?
Even my city-specific jokes that I do before every show, I run them by you and Alex. Mm-hmm. And be like, what are we thinking?
Yeah. Mal's your opener. And then Eva is our bus driver.
Yeah. And Eva's even joined some of our TikToks.
She has. Yeah.
That's been mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah.
She's game too. She's like, what are we doing? We're dancing? Okay.
But she's so caring.
Oh.
Like, so just always checking in with us.
Uh-huh. And, like, I was judgmental when they told us we had a female bus driver.
Ooh.
I was like, I don't know if I want a female bus driver. Like, I've only had male bus drivers. It's like a male world. Like, yeah. I was like, I felt weird. I was like, a lady bus driver? A lady driver? What? And I am so grateful. I never want a different bus driver ever in my life.
Weren't you proven wrong?
I know. I only want Eva for
Miss
the rest
also
of my touring life.
A woman in a sort of man's world. Come
I
on
know.
Now.
I get it. And I knew
She's
it. And when
so
I said
cool.
it, I said, I go, this
a little
is kind
hypocritical.
Of me being sexist. But I don't know how I feel about a lady driver. And
yeah.
she's been the best driver I've ever had on any
yeah.
tour that I've ever done. Love her.
Yeah.
Alejandra, our nanny, just fantastic. Just the way she shows up in Rosie's life and teaches, like she doesn't just babysit, she cares and teaches and guides and is just excellent with Rosie. Very grateful for Alejandra and her presence in Rosie's life. 100%. And then, of course, my husband. I'm very grateful for you because you do mornings and nights. Although I did do more breakfasts on this tour. But
I was sick.
It was my fault. But
I was sick. I was sleeping most of the time.
I am very grateful for all you do. From the beginning of the tour, from when we had that issue with the getting complained at the bus. Remember, the city came out because somebody complained.
Oh my god! The way though, I was like, I'm gonna get Manny immediately.
Yeah, and
I was like, I need somebody to argue, and it's not gonna be me.
From you jumping in to handle that situation and knowing how to like go with emotions of humans, and even from when we had our issue with the bus, one of the issues, and I'll tell this very specific story of how Manny helps me in my life, even when I don't want to admit it. But I'm admitting it. That's what I'm doing. I'm admitting it. So, we had an issue with the bus, and it was final straw for me. I'm like, nah, new bus immediately. I write out this email. And I'm hitting all the points. Boom, 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 boom. Like, after all these points, you got to give me a new bus now, right? Boom, 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 boom. And Manny was like, nah, you got to change it. You got to take this out, take that out. I was like, no. No, she needs to, she has to feel this. Like, this is, no, we have to, this is serious stuff, you know? And because at the end, Rosie got locked in the back room is what it was. The door glitched and it wouldn't open. And it's fine. We were able to get it open. But had that been an emergency, nah. So I'm like, nope, that was the last straw. We need a new bus. Woo, woo, woo. Man is like, no, you got to soften this email. You got to make it nicer. And I was annoyed, too, because I was like, read this email. And then he read it and he didn't have no type of critiques until right before I was about to push send. And he goes, you can't send that email. And I was like, wait, you already read it and approved it. He goes, I didn't approve it. I read it, but I didn't approve it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was so annoyed. And then so he goes and he changes my whole email and took out all my zingers and made it real soft, real just
nice.
Ugh. And I was like, well, this is dumb. This is not even my email now. Whatever. I'll just send it. We'll see what happens. And in the email, I was like, I would love to get on a call and talk with you about it. She hits me back immediately and was like, I have time now. Can you get on the phone now? I was like, yeah. So I get on the phone with Manny there because I was like, I need Manny to be here in this situation. Okay. And she was so apologetic and so just like, I'm getting you a new bus immediately. Woo, 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 woo. And then she was like, thank you for being so nice in your email.
Oh, I hate that.
She said, Thank you for being so nice in your email.
Because it's true, though. It's true.
I get so many mean emails, yeah. And I deal with so much, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And it
blah,
was. I remember the first thing I said to you was, what a good email. Because I also was like, I would not have written that.
No. And so she was like, thank you so much. And, you know, kindness got us further than my zingers. But my husband had to be the one to be like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Even though I was mad in the moment. I was like, let me do that. I'm glad you didn't let me do that.
I mean, I'm surprised you went with it. Because the reason I didn't say anything initially on the email is because I have to walk a fine line on when I get involved.
Mm-hmm. Tightrope.
You're typically always defensive when I get involved. But, you know, it's here or there sometimes where you listen to stuff. But I've gotten better. I've gotten much better. Even though I have an opinion on every single thing that you do, I've gotten better on not voicing all of my opinions.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I do laugh when my opinion would have saved you some. A lot of times I'm like, yeah, I would have told you that. I would have. But, you know.
I know. My instinct is also to be like, zing, zing, got him.
And we're still in the same bus.
Yep. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have the same thing. Like, I get mad quick. I've just learned, like, this situation is kind of like me and being a landlord, you know? Like, if my tenants usually are happy with me because when something happens, I'm quick to accommodate.
Yeah.
I don't let things linger. I don't care how much it costs.
That's huge, though.
Yeah, so that they know I care about them from jump. And that's how she was being with us, even though, like, things keep going on. Like, the people across the street where they kept seeing rats. And I'm like, there has never been a complaint of rats. We've never seen rats in our neighborhood. Now, in our house, I've never heard anybody complain about rats. So whether they really saw some or not, I don't know. But I had, you know, pest people come over like 4 times in like 4 months just to make sure that they're like, oh, okay, he's on it, you know. But yeah, it just felt like that. It felt like tenants who needed to know that they cared, and she was obviously trying to show us that she cared.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you get mad quick, because I'll tell you a pet peeve of Manny's besides road rage.
A pet peeve of mine?
Yeah. And I know I clock it when it's about to happen, and I go, oh no. And it's a sassy Southwest customer service person.
Oh.
Like
the one that like hits you with sass immediately before
just has a bad attitude.
Yeah. And you're like, we just
the register girl.
Mm-hmm. No, I do. I
clock it immediately because I'll see.
No, but I get that. Like, I hate when they come in hot and you're like, all I did was say hello.
I just want them to know that I am noticing their attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like a specific time, we had a sassy girl at Costco ringing us up. And
I don't remember this.
Oh, I remember it. And I clocked her. She just had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
She had no type of, because she wouldn't even look at us in the eye. Yeah, she was whatever. Had a bad attitude. And I see him clock it, because what he does is he starts trying to make eye contact with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's
and I go, oh, no. Oh, no. It's about to happen. And it didn't. Thank God. Because as soon as we walk away, he goes, she had an attitude. And I was like, I knew it. I knew he was clocking it. But typically, it would have been like, you good?
Ooh, if I already have an attitude, would make me have more of an attitude.
Right. And at that point, he's just like, well, trying to fight. But then that's when I try to be like, babe, you know, maybe her dad just died and she got a bad phone call. Oh. You don't know. Like, it could have been real awful stuff. Maybe she started her period. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, hence the question, you good?
No, but that's not, are you okay?
You good is you good? A little threatening. Yeah.
Bruh, that's a bow up.
I don't care what kind of tone. You say you good, I'm going to be like,
why? Are we in a fight?
I'm 100% working on it, because I do understand that escalation could happen quick. Yeah. So I'm like that one enterprise worker, you weren't there, but I returned a car and this enterprise worker said something to me. He said something about the car, and I did the same thing. I was like, bro, you good? because you're talking real reckless right now.
Not reckless.
And he was like, yeah, I'm good. He said something smart. And I was like, what's up then? And then all his workers, his workers came over. They were like, chill. And I was like, what's up, bro? Like, you want to do something? Like,
oh, I was ready.
But then I keep thinking, I'm like, man, bro, you got to like chill because
yeah,
you don't, as much as like you're ready, like you really don't want any kind of stuff to pop off because then, you know, you can end up in jail. You can end up whatever.
Dead.
Yeah, you can end up dead. It's just not worth
road
it.
Road rage.
Yeah.
So many road rage deaths.
Oh, my gosh, seriously. Yeah, so dumb. But I do get frustrated with people who seem put out to have to do their job. That's I feel like I've run into that a lot recently where I'm just like, I'm sorry that this is your job, but I need you to do it. Like,
yeah,
like where they customer service or sound guys or whoever or whoever, where I'm just like, listen, we don't have to be super smiley. We don't have, listen, I'm not always super smiley. It's fine. We don't have to be like, the sun is in the sky. But also, I know. But also, I'm like, but don't make it seem like it's such a burden to have to do the one thing that you've been hired to do.
Yeah.
You know, or something. I'm like, if you don't like your job, dude, quit. Like, no one's forcing you to be here, truly, mm-hmm. unless this is what you want to do. So,
yeah.
I get put out when they are just like already hot to begin with, not hot in a fun way, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so I'm like, and even if I call customer service or I'm at a grocery store or whatever, and like, I'm not even in a bad mood, I'm not even upset about anything, but they're already upset. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just said hello. Yeah. My God. Like,
that could be a group gratitude. We're grateful that we have jobs that we like.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Because I remember being in those situations where like, so I always feel bad. Like, I feel bad, and then I'm quick to be like, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll feel bad that people have to work certain jobs that they may hate. But then I am super grateful because I'm like, I used to have that job.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely spent.
I did the dishwasher. I did mm-hmm. the Chick-fil-A. I did the JCPenney's. And then I did balloon animals.
Yeah.
So it's like I've had the jobs where it's like, oh, this is the worst. But, you know, I'm super, super grateful that I haven't worked for anyone else since 1999.
But I will say, I feel like some of those helped me. Like, I did retail for years and I hated it. I was miserable. There would definitely be good days for sure, more good than bad. But at the end of the day, I was like, oh, my God. Like, anytime I met a manager or store manager that was like, yeah, I've been here for 20 years. I was like, oh my God, throw me off a cliff if I had to be here for 20 years. But I will say, because of that, when I am shopping retail, especially at the mall, I am like over the top. Like, hey, how's it going? Good, how are you? You looking for anything? Well, I don't know. Like, I'll have a full on conversation. Like, I feel like I got to go over the top. Like, you're doing a good job. Oh, the store closes in 30 minutes. I'll get out of your hair. Bah. I don't want to be that person that's lingering, you know, like, oh, I'll be quick. You know, like, I feel like I'm like, especially around the holidays for sure. At Christmas, y'all be getting crazy and so mean to these people who just want to go home to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I have to be like over the top, like the best customer. Like, I want to leave and they're going, that girl, she crushed it.
Yeah. I like to give compliments to customer service people when you can see they're flustered.
Yeah.
Like, two times I can remember doing this recently is the coffee shop we went to in Indianapolis where I think it took us like 30 minutes to get our coffee.
Yes.
There was this one girl and a line out the door.
Yeah. It was great coffee. The place that was kind of in that cool
hotel
lobby almost.
Yeah.
Great place. Great coffee.
And I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh my gosh. And when I went to go get our coffee, I just said, you're doing a great job. She goes, thanks, like that.
Yeah.
And then a gate agent, the one that takes your ticket.
Yeah,
okay,
gate agent. Yeah.
That person, she was flustered going back and forth, like wheeling down all the wheelchairs and then coming back up and woo. And then I same thing. I just, you know, scanned my barcode and I was like, you're doing great. And then just kept going. Like, sometimes even just that is like nice to hear, like that somebody sees you're working hard, You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I typically don't approach people with negativity, though. I'm typically a peppy person.
Yeah.
Peppy?
When I deal with people, like, I'm always, like, super smiles. And I'm technically kind of always in a good mood. I don't really have bad moods. I'm literally settling.
You just get on defense if somebody is a type of way.
Only if they're like a type of way.
You're not
when I'm already being super nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said, flight attendants. Flight attendants are I'm usually so good with them. They usually love me.
Yeah.
But when I come on the plane smiling and like saying hi, and they come back with like an attitude. I
mean, yeah. Sometimes they have an attitude to.
I ain't even
start
do nothing.
With.
It's just started. Like, that's when I hit them back. And I remember one time I hit back real quick, and the lady, you know, apologized when I got off the plane because she got an attitude with me, and I checked her again. I was like, hey, you okay? Because you talking to me real like rude, so I'm just trying to see if you got a problem with me. And it was this lady. She said, I don't have a problem. I was like, well, you sound like you got a problem. So if you got a problem, let me know. And then she stopped talking to me. And then after the flight, she was like, I'm sorry I was that way. And I was like, I'm sorry if I got a little aggressive with you. I was like, I'm hoping you have a good day. And she's like, yeah, it's just having a tough one. I'm like, well, have a good one after this, you know? And she was like, thank you. Again, I'm sorry. I was like, no worries. And then I walked out. It's one of the few times somebody's come back and, you know, being kind. But again, I'm typically super smiles because I don't have nothing to be upset about.
Yeah.
Nothing. So that's why it's also like, we got to have some grace because I just remember not being in a place where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult to see like goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In life when you're in that mentality.
I'm usually happy. I just have RBF. So yeah. I get misinterpreted sometimes.
Well, also every emotion and every thought I have is on my face.
Yep.
Too. The amount of times that my friends will just look at me and go, face, and I go, so sorry. I'm like, oh. Like especially if I there was one time my friends, we were at a restaurant or whatever, and there was this couple just like making out at the table, and I fully just had like this disgusted. I was just like we're in public, like, and my friend was like, stop, like we can fully see you staring at them making a face, and I was like, well, maybe they should know that they're disrupting our dinner, like. And she was like, are you mad they're kissing? Or like, she was like, are you just mad that like they're in love and you're not? And I was like, okay.
Oh, I feel like we got personal.
I was like, all right, go back to your martini, please. Don't know why we're attacking me right now.
But
at the holidays, everybody be kind to your customer service people, especially retail.
Be kind.
It's a stressful.
Rewind.
It's a stressful time. And don't shop on Christmas Eve, you lunatics.
Okay. Danielle has some fun games for us. What kind of games do we have?
The first game that I want to play is Finish the Lyric Christmas Edition.
Okay.
So I have some songs pulled up and I'll
play. Are you going to sing them?
No. Turns out if I play them less than 15 seconds, we shouldn't get flagged. So
okay. Play a song, and then when you stop it, we have to sing.
You have to finish what the lyric is.
All right.
So, do you want me to tell you what the song is first, or you just want to hear the song?
Just hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make it harder.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is the volume good?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Why am I nervous? I'm not even the one guessing. I'm just worried I'm going to mess it up somehow. Okay.
Oh my god.
The other song was much lower. Okay, try again.
Oh my god.
Because it's on YouTube. I switched to YouTube.
Oh, that
so that I can have all the songs pulled up in queues. Oh my god. Sorry.
Okay, go. I got it.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. Is it good now?
Yeah, it should be.
Are we sure?
Turn it lower.
I'm nervous.
Okay, go.
Okay, ready? Oh, I'm nervous again. Okay.
Want you for my own. more than you will ever know.
Okay, is it
make this
more
wish
than
come true?
You could ever know or will ever know?
What's your guess?
I said could. He said will.
It's more than you could ever know.
I win.
I'll play it.
Yes. Yes. I won one.
Okay.
I never win one.
Point. Wait, hold on. I should keep a score. A got one. M, zero. Okay.
Buck.
Next song. Ooh. I hope these volumes are all at the same. Fingers crossed. Okay, here we go.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you
took
gave
it away.
Away. You
gave
it away.
Gave it away. It is gave it away.
It's gave. It's yep.
All right, he gets one.
Gave it away. There it is. Okay, one and one. Here we go. Let me just cross out these songs.
Don't sing it until she turns it off, because
you're not gonna know when she turns it off.
No, I hear the music, but I'm getting distracted by your voice. I'm trying to listen
okay.
to the song.
Okay, good call.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing. And
jingle bells sing.
Ring.
Ready?
Jingle bells ring.
Dang, I knew that. That was dumb. I knew
it's
that.
Okay.
I knew that. Bells don't sing.
Correct.
Dumb.
Okay, ready? Ooh.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, this is going to be tough. I don't know this song.
Hold on. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Can you play a little bit more?
No, because it literally goes into the lyrics.
But neither one of us know.
I don't know this song at all. So I'm not going to
okay.
know.
Really are
you really are a...
I don't know it either. I was going to try to guess.
A heel.
A heel. Would have never guessed that.
Yeah. I don't know that song.
All right.
Okay.
Neither one of us.
No points. Okay.
And the love in the room, the ceiling. It's a special kind of year.
This sounds like
Christmas,
your kind of Christmas
time
song.
Is here.
Okay, go back for the love in the room. You kind of said it.
The ceiling.
A wonderful feeling.
The love in the room.
I forgot. I don't know that line. I know that.
From floor to the ceiling.
From the floor to the ceiling.
Special time of year.
It's that time of year.
Christmas time is here.
You almost got it.
But I got it. No, because I got the other two.
You almost got it.
I got the other two lines. So that means you didn't get any.
What is that, like half a point? Half a point?
No, that's, I definitely get a point.
You didn't get floor. You got ceiling.
I got ceiling, and I got the next. And I got the next two lines.
But did you get floor?
Doesn't matter. You didn't get any of it. So I for sure won that one.
All right, fine. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Let me look at my cheat sheet. Okay.
Happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting
Mellows
for roasting.
Roasting, yeah.
You said toasting.
I didn't say it.
You said toasting.
No.
Did you hear him say toasting? Roll
it back. I didn't
roll it
say
back.
It.
Mellows for roasting.
Toast.
You said toast.
But I
and
said
then you
roast
waited
toast,
for me.
And then I went back to roast.
Yeah, so toast is yours.
For roasting and.
So are we going with toasting or roasting? Because one of you is right and one of you is wrong.
I'm going with roasting. He's going with toasting.
No, I'm not going with toasting.
Yes. That's the final verdict.
No, you're making me go with toasting? Okay.
Wait, hold on.
For toasting.
You love toasting!
Thank you very much for the point.
Dang
since
it.
You made me get it.
Well, dang. I didn't make you. That's what happened.
I did
you
say
said
toasting.
Toasting.
I did say toasting.
Oh, now he admits it now.
No.
Now he admits
I
it.
I said toasting and went to roasting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for mm-hmm. toasting. Yeah. Yeah. So I won.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. subconscious. Next. That's how much I listened to that song.
Okay, ready?
Rockin'
party hop.
Yeah, Chris, me, yeah. I didn't say anything. Party
hop. I win.
Yeah, because I didn't say it.
Party hop. See, some are easy. First of all,
look how happy Bonzo looks right now.
Oh my god. Babe, no one can see him.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't eat
it. If you won't be here next year.
Okay, that's what's the line before that?
I know, Santa. What's the first line again? Santa,
to tell me
if you really
there or here.
Really there?
It's Santa, tell me if you're really there.
I tap out. Santa, tell me if you're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Something about the presents. Don't make me think they'll be here next year.
Yeah, you had the line after it.
Again, so those are my points.
No, mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
No?
No,
you didn't get that line.
You didn't get it.
You didn't get
no
it.
No point. Me. Okay.
I have all these songs on my playlist, too.
Here we go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Oh. Okay, yes and no.
Is it and from now on?
It is not from now on.
Oh.
And
from?
It's not and from.
Okay.
Wait, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light.
And
next year.
We didn't know. Neither one of us.
I didn't get two words. I got the rest of
it.
Those are my points.
To be fair, I mean, we could do a half a point.
I get the points. Why are you hating on me?
You didn't get it. It's the next. You have to finish the line, not skip it and go to the next
I
line.
I didn't
that
skip
you
it.
Know.
It was two words. It was two words. I said from now and is next year. Thank you. But the rest of the line is the same. So
if,
I should get the point.
If you need the point that bad, you can have it.
I don't need the point. I got
80%
of it.
No,
if you
need
it.
If you need it.
I got 80% of it right.
If you need the point, it's fine. If you
it's not need. It's just facts. It's just facts.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Where's my little cue sheet?
Santa baby.
I don't know, but here we go. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening in the lane?
Snow is glistening, a beautiful time, happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
I honestly forgot what we were playing, and I was just enjoying the song, and I was like, oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Snow is glistening is the correct lyric.
All right, you win.
Yeah.
Snow is glistening.
Whatever.
But he said a beautiful night, but it's actually a beautiful sight.
Oh. Ah.
But you had snow is glistening. That's the right one.
Yep. That's the part you needed, unlike the other two rounds.
No, I've been getting 80% of each line.
80%?
That's not the game. That's not the game. If this was an actual factual game, you would not have gotten
it. Well, you're getting 0%.
That's all right. And I am content because I'm following the rules.
The rules of I don't know.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
I didn't even understand the words that she said.
Yeah, I didn't hear those words.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
I know it is, but it just sounded like
where you should be.
Under the tree.
Later.
Okay.
Something.
Underneath the tree, you're here where you should be.
Next to me.
Something on a day on a Christmas
Day. No, don't skip again.
I don't know this one.
Go to verse 3 and try to claim a point.
I don't know this one.
Something's falling.
Snow is falling.
As the carolers sing.
Okay. Neither one of us got that point.
Meow. Okay, here we go.
I don't have that one on my list.
It's a good one, though.
I know. I should put it on my
Ready?
List.
Ready?
They're singing that song, but it's not like Christmas at all. Oh,
that's it.
That's a
right.
good one.
I remember when you
You're
were
good at
here.
This game.
Yeah.
When you're and playing it, right? You're good at it.
We had last year.
Good job, Lover.
Just like Mariah.
Yep.
Good job, Lover.
Okay, ready?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here.
Simply.
Nope.
No.
Oh. We're still part of that verse.
I won, but it's the next part, so I should
party's
get that
on.
Point.
The feeling's here. Ba-da-da-da. Da-da-da. It follows that same.
I know it follows it. I just don't sing this one enough.
Yeah,
I skipped this one.
This one
is,
you know what this one gives? This one gives Ross Geller.
I skipped this one.
The
a
lyrics
lot.
Are. That only comes this time of year.
Jeez.
Nope, it's okay.
Makes sense.
No points. I have two left.
Okay.
There's no way you'll win, Ange.
Okay.
But we'll play the other two just for fun.
Or these are double or nothing.
Double or nothing. To tie it up, you have to get both to tie it up.
Okay, there it is. I got to win both and I'll be tied up.
Okay, here we go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
It's a wonderful sight to see the holly that will be.
No.
No.
Oh.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's the very beginning of the song.
Everywhere you go. Take a look at the 4 and 10.
Five and ten.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
10.
Listening.
Once again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got it. No, by your rules, I got the next two lines.
Technically, he only messed it up by saying 4 instead of 5.
Yeah. All right. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, you ready for this? Last one.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob pipe.
With a corncob? I never heard this verse part of it.
I don't know it.
Corn cob pie. No, I never heard that verse.
No.
And a button nose.
Oh.
What do you mean you've never heard? This is the only verse.
That's the only verse
this
on it?
This is the only song. What do you mean?
And
a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. That's like the whole song.
Nope. Didn't know it. I mean, I know the
song,
because I didn't know
that. Frosty the Snowman, he's as strong as he could be, and he won't play in the kids of day.
Yeah, that's at the end of the song.
Yeah, that's the only part I remember. Or barely.
This makes me want to, like, bake some.
There must
right
have
now.
Been some magic in that
have
old.
Have some hot chocolate.
All right, well,
I hate chocolate.
Manny won by a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Right, I don't think you've ever won.
Let's do, I know. Let's do Mad Gabs, which you're going to win again, because you always win at
yes.
this game.
So for those listening, I hope these work because
I forgot what Mad Gabs is.
This is where
it's like
you're reading
I'll give
it?
You something to read, but it's not what
oh.
you're trying to say.
So I'm
gonna
read
yeah,
it
yeah.
and he has to.
How about you both read it and whoever
yeah, yeah, yeah,
just
no.
figures out
this
what
is
you're...
the game that I always
oh,
crush in.
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. So we both read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
can
this
you
is
see
gonna
this?
Suck for
Ready,
you,
set.
Should we hold your computer and then we'll just go to the next one?
No, babe, stop cheating.
No.
Okay.
okay. So hopefully this will make sense for those of you still listening. But if you are watching on YouTube, I will have our editor put the words up so that they
yeah.
can
yeah.
Okay. too. So you're saying it?
Cyber mundane.
Cyber
Monday.
Oh, it's Cyber Monday.
Dang.
It is Cyber Monday.
Oh, I was thinking Christmas.
That is that Cyber is sort Monday.
Of
Chris-
it's, yeah. Well, it's kind of like Thanksgiving.
For shopping. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pair that more with Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I have to like zoom in on my computer so that you can see it. Here we go.
A Christmas Herald.
It was a Christmas Herald.
What
is a herald?
Like a song. It's kind of like the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Yes, but tied.
But it's a. It's like a carol you sing. A herald is, isn't it more like a hear ye, or something?
I have never heard of a Christmas Herald.
I don't know. I just Googled this, you guys. I didn't.
Well, we're tied. Don't try to argue us being tied. We're tied.
You're tied.
O Malone. Home Alone.
Yes, it's Home Alone.
Yes, I'm winning.
I didn't get that one.
I like heard you say it. Like I was like, yes, you're saying it.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't get that one.
I know, that's right up your alley. Christmas movie.
That's one of my faves. Okay, here we go.
Lose this game.
Thin Hut Car Racker.
The Nutcracker.
Ooh, tie.
Ooh, that's a tie.
Okay, so no point.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
Sorry, you still. So, am I winning?
Yeah, I'm winning.
You're up by one. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting.
Thug, if thought them magi. Thug, if thought them magi.
The gift of the magi.
Yes, the gift of the magi.
What is that?
The three wise men.
Oh, something biblical.
Now we're tied.
I thought that was like Star Wars talk. I was like, what does this have to do with Christmas?
Not Star Wars talk. Oh my God.
May the fourth be with you.
Okay.
I can't believe you're in this league with me.
Egg wrist mascaril. A Christmas Carol.
So it's back to what?
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the one.
Okay. Well, that's
Wait,
the one.
So
that
now is he winning?
Yeah, I'm
winning. He's up by one.
I gave you the other one.
I'll be honest. I did not click through all of these.
I literally gave you the other one. You just stumbled because
okay,
you didn't even know what the word herald means.
Here we go. Or magi.
Jingle wall through weight.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah, let's jingle all the way.
Can you hold it closer to me, not him? Because I got to move and look.
Sorry. Yes, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Hold
here
on
go.
The other side. You're still going to lose.
Santa's World Shop.
Santa's World Shop. Nope, ooh. I beat you.
Who gets the point? That sounded
I do.
It sounded the same to me.
No, she. I say Santa's Workshop. She goes, Santa's Workshop.
I said Transmonster.
Transmonster.
So okay. That's my point.
Here we go.
Happy holidays. Oh, I got
you
that.
You got it.
You're there. You're so there. You were looking at the word eight and saying ites?
I don't know.
I'm only up two now.
Oh, wait. This one's kind
up
of
two.
Long.
I'm up two.
I thought you were only up one.
Okay. No, this one.
Up three.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, geez. Check.
Chestnuts roasting on fire. We stabbed at the same time.
Okay. Tie. That's a tie. Oh, there's an ad. Hold on.
there's an ad.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a video? This is a video.
I didn't sign up for. No, it's through Quizlet, which I know teachers
okay.
use.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just using the free version. Okay, here we go. Okay, this one's good. I like this one.
Hat Pete Annika.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Oh, we went Jewish. Okay. We switched holidays.
I'm back up.
Tis the season.
I'm back up three, babe.
Ooh, okay. Ugh. This is another good one. Man, I'd be so good at these. Okay.
Oh, come on, you faithful.
He didn't even read it.
That was not even fair.
It literally says Oak Yum Mall Heath Fadeful.
Yeah, that was easy. That was dumb. He just read faster than me.
No, I just got the first letters, the first two words, and I knew the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I'm up four.
Correct.
It just doesn't feel like you're gonna come smart. Back.
2 Elf Date Soft Grit Mist. What?
12 Days of Christmas. Oh. Yeah. Do you concede?
All right, do one more.
Okay.
Remember, I would play this with your family, and they would always think I'm cheating.
Yeah,
read them out loud.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, that's
all right,
the one.
Manny won.
There's
it's
more.
Only fun for people listening if you try to sound it out. You're doing it in your head.
I know.
And then you just
well, because the first time I did it, you totally stole what I said.
I know.
So I had to keep it to myself.
I did.
You said a word that you didn't even know what it meant.
I've also
heard Christmas Herald. What's Herald?
I've also heard, like, I feel like people have said that, like, there's tricks to it where, like, if you read it in a British accent or if you read it really fast. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. It does kind of sound.
Oh. Oh, let's see. Do one more. Let's do it in a British accent. Do one more.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
You have to read it in a British accent.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I have to read it out loud.
In a British accent.
I don't know okay. if I can do that. To us.
To
then
us, then I'd be for Christmas.
The night before Christmas.
Oh, that
See,
is a good
it does
trick.
Help.
Okay, do one more.
Okay. This one's funny. Okay.
Jolly
Os Enigas.
Excuse me, sir?
Jolly
this is a family Nicholas. Podcast. We can't censor you.
Jolly Os Enigas.
What did you think he said?
The N-word.
What?
I didn't even come close.
What?
Jolly Os Enigas.
What?
Oh, because I said Nicholas fast. Nicholas. Yeah.
Everybody calm down.
All right, one last one.
You're down seven.
I just want to try it in a British accent.
Oh my gosh.
This is the last one.
Do you want me not to play this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Frog's teeth thus not demand. Frog's teeth.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh.
Gosh, you were never going to get that one.
No.
Oh,
that was good.
Well.
Oh, wait. Hold on. The last one is really funny.
All right.
Tell me not play this one again.
No, you go ahead.
No, go. But say it out loud. It's funny to say it out loud.
Cranberry sauce.
There it is.
I got one. I win.
Yeah, you got that one.
That was actually, right. That was the take the whole game was that last one. So
there it was. That was a triple or nothing.
Yeah.
You still lost. You were down by seven.
I was a siete or nothing.
Quintus or nothing.
That's what that one was.
Winner takes all.
It was a winner takes all, and I took it all. So I am the champion of Christmas.
Yep.
With that being said, thank you all for tuning into this episode of Fungula. I don't know if you guys have been seeing me and my husband play footsies over here.
And my face just...
Yeah. Yep. And Danielle's face just giving us all her opinions. Thank you all for tuning in to Fungula for the Christmas episode. Enjoy your Christmas with your family.
When does this come out?
Your holiday times on Christmas, I think. Nope.
No.
I don't know.
Like the 23rd?
Yeah, before would be better.
It is before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's whatever the week of Christmas is.
Cool.
This is the week of Christmas episode. play Christmas Mad Gab with your family and see if they get all of these.
And also finish the lyric. That's so fun.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to play it myself.
Yeah.
Because then you realize you don't know all the old classics like you thought you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe you do.
Yeah. Turns out you really were just going.
Happy holidays.
Everyone's on with family in the new old-fashioned way.
And may all your Christmases be bright. Thank you.
Au revoir. Oh, they're going to hate me in France.
Bye.